where innovation meets the law.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 6:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you will find a complete listing of all of our frequencies throughout the Sunflower State. And, of course, if you're on the World Wide Web, you can stream us. Again, that web address is kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 40 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. We'll tell you what happened with that. I don't even know how to begin to describe this in a short way. Basically, there was going to be a vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government open. How did that all turn out for the Speaker, Mike Johnson? We will tell you. Claudia Grisales has been following it. Also, we will have a conversation with the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, and we'll find out why the Teamsters aren't endorsing anyone for president. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day October 12th at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Many thanks once again to everyone who pledged in our Fall Fanfare Fall Membership Drive. More than $270,000 were raised. We want to send a big thanks to everyone who made a pledge and those who sustain the station. If you have not pledged yet, never fear. You can still do it at kansaspublicradio.org. And from everyone at KPR, thank you so much for your support. It's 6:20.
Support in history right now for sickle cell patients.
Why has getting the therapies to those who need them been so slow? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition starts you off with the latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
News headlines await us in just about 30 seconds. The time is 6:30.
Allocating resources and forces there, and he said we are at the start of a new phase in the war.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A group of Kansas representatives and their Missouri congressional counterparts are calling on the U.S. Postmaster General to fix problems with mail delivery in the Kansas City area. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The letter from Republican Jake LaTurner and Democrat Sharice Davids follows increasing complaints from residents about mail that arrives delayed or not at all. A study of the distribution centers in the Kansas City area found problems with property conditions and mail clearance times. Federal lawmakers have said the USPS should ensure locations are complying with mail processing procedures. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
The Lenexa City Council has dealt what appears to be a fatal blow to a much-discussed plan to create a new homeless shelter in Johnson County. Kyle Palmer reports on what happens next.
The Lenexa City Council on Tuesday voted to deny a special permit needed to convert a hotel on I-35 into a year-round homeless shelter. The county first put forward the proposal last year, framing it as a unique opportunity to address the growing issue of homelessness. But Lenexa planning officials argued it could negatively impact other properties in the area and be a financial drain on city resources. The plan also garnered intense pushback from residents, some of whom frequently veered into conspiracy theories. Following the vote in Lenexa, the county commission called a special meeting for Thursday to discuss terminating the purchase of the hotel, effectively ending the project in this form. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
Egg prices are higher than usual, peaking at around $3.30 a dozen in recent months. That's mostly due to multiple bird flu outbreaks throughout the nation that resulted in a loss of thousands of hens. Lee Schultz, an economics professor at Iowa State University, says demand for eggs always goes up around this time of year. That, coupled with bird flu, sent prices up.
Demand has been stronger than we've seen the last couple of years for eggs, and especially as you look at really the dog days of summer, and I think that's where you really started to see the uptick in egg prices.
But according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the price of wholesale eggs is expected to drop in the coming months. The wholesale price could reach $1.75 per dozen next spring. This is KPR.
Support for NP.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow right here on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will hold down the local news.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
We still have about another 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 7 o'clock, if you're joining us on KPR One stations, we will have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next is the Moth Radio Hour, followed by news from the BBC World Service. Sticky evening in store for us. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s, 20% chance of showers and storms late, 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, still humid with a high in the mid-90s.
This is All Things Considered from
Investments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. From USPS, dedicated to providing businesses with shipping options. Working to help businesses turn shipping into an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage. Learn more at USPS.com/advantage. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You will hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. That includes tomorrow. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next, then Star Date, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. That's all followed by Jazz in the Night. Mostly clear skies tonight, a 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight. It's going to be very humid, lows only getting down to the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunny, the humidity sticks around, 30% chance of rain, highs tomorrow up in the mid-90s. It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 7:01. Have a good evening. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 0.5 percentage point today and signaled that rates are likely to fall further in the months ahead. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the move marks a milestone in the Fed's 2.5-year battle against inflation.
Inflation has fallen sharply in the last 2 years, and while it's still slightly above the Fed's target of 2%, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he and his colleagues are increasingly confident they'll get there.
We're not saying mission accomplished or anything like that, but I have to say, though, we're encouraged by the progress that we have made.
At the same time, the job market has started to show signs of weakness. So Powell says it's time to recalibrate interest rates to avoid slowing the economy too much and causing a spike in unemployment. New projections show, on average, Fed policymakers expect to cut rates by another 0.5 percentage point this year and by an additional full point in 2025. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The acting director of the Secret Service is back in Washington after a flurry of briefings in Florida. NPR's Claudio Grisales says the agency is in talks with members of Congress to address a growing threat environment.
After what appears to have been the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, Secret Service acting director Ronald Rowe says he's working to shift the agency's paradigm. They're looking to move away from their reactive security posture to a readiness model. Already, Trump's protective status was elevated to the highest level possible following the first assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. However, Trump's security is not on par with the sitting president. The commander-in-chief is protected by a whole-of-government security apparatus that includes other agencies. Still, the Secret Service and Congress are weighing what more they can do to bolster security for protectees. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
In Lebanon, the health ministry says at least 20 people were killed, several hundred others wounded after a second day of explosions, allegedly involving communications devices used by the militant group Hezbollah. NPR's Jane Araf was at a funeral for some of the victims from yesterday's attack.
This was in the streets around the funeral ceremony after the coffins had been carried away to the cemetery. An 11-year-old boy and a nurse were among those being mourned in yesterday's attack. Two others were Hezbollah fighters. All were killed when the pagers they were near or were holding exploded. Mourners at the funeral were told after the first blast to take their batteries out of any pagers. Hezbollah has vowed revenge against Israel, and many Lebanese are deeply unsettled over what comes next. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
Wall Street wavered near its recent record highs before falling back a bit today. The Dow dropped 103 points. The Nasdaq fell 54 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 18th. A hidden giant lurks between the moon and the bright planet Saturn tonight. Neptune is the fourth largest planet in the solar system, and it's putting in its best showing of the year this week, but it's so far away that you need help to see it. Neptune is about four times the diameter of Earth, but it's the Sun's most remote major planet, 30 times farther from the Sun than Earth is. As a result, it looks faint. It's so faint, in fact, that it wasn't discovered until September of 1846. and it was found because astronomers calculated that another planet was pulling on Uranus, the most distant planet known at the time. This week, Neptune is at opposition. It lines up opposite the Sun in our sky. That means it rises around sunset and is in view all night. The planet's also closest to us for the year, so it shines at its brightest. It peaks at a magnitude of about 7.7. That sounds bright, but in the magnitude scale, brighter objects have lower numbers. So Neptune would have to be several times brighter to be visible to the unaided eye, even under the absolute best viewing conditions. Under moonlight or city lights, it would have to be even brighter. Tonight, Neptune is to the upper right of the moon at nightfall. It's about halfway along towards Saturn, which looks like a bright star. Neptune is a big but faint target for good binoculars or a small telescope. More about Neptune tomorrow. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag to open our Wednesday together here on KPR. That was with Roy Eaton on piano. Hi there, I'm your host Destiny, and I love history. On this day in 1899, Scott Joplin was granted copyright for his Maple Leaf Rag. It's one of his most famous ones, as you know. A good thing for our midweek. It's going to propel us to the weekend, I know it. Maple. That makes me think of fall. So guess what the theme is going to be kind of about. I have something about autumn coming up at around 7:15. It's actually in about 5 minutes. because we just played something about Leafs, I found something called, here's what I'm thinking, album Leafs. This is really nice, and it's with Harp. I think you will like it. I'll tell you a little more about it afterwards, right now on KPR. Xavier Demetra playing the harp for us on KPR. That was album Leafs. I thought we needed to settle down after opening with the maple leaf rag. So now that we are all calm, I'm I'm going to tell you what's coming up at around 7:30. Bach. Yes, Bach is going to be at the end of the hour. And that is my treat for you after listening to this crazy yet amazing sonata that is about to come up. Speaking of crazy, I'm definitely crazy. But you are not crazy. In fact, you are amazing because you support KPR. And thanks to all of you, we raised more than $270,000. Thank you for supporting our fall membership drive. That was so amazing of all of you. And there's still time. If you haven't donated yet, you can at kansaspublicradio.org. Your investment turns into show programming like mine. In fact, 84% of our operating budget is because of you. Right now, we are going to listen to a sonata by Charles Ives. Now, never fear. Even though he was an insurance salesman, he also wrote great music. The first movement, Autumn, as part of our theme, is a little wild, but the second movement, In the Barn, and then the third movement, The Revival, are incredible. I think you'll really like them. Very spiritual, very meditative, but also kind of some yeehaw in there. I should know. I grew up in a barn, practically. This recording is with Annabelle Reynolds on violin and Dirk Hurton on piano on KPR. Thank you. There is some really fun writing in that sonata. Here on KPR, Charles Ives, Sonata No. 2, Autumn in the Barn and the Revival, with Annabelle Reynolds playing violin and Dirk Hurton piano. I'm a violinist, and you know me. I like to throw in some violin things now and again. I hope you liked it. As a treat, I've got some cello coming up for you. Bach, yes, I do. First, let me tell you about the Topeka Symphony. Support for classical music on KPR comes from them. They're presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra. Ooh. Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Info is at topekasymphony.org. And support comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket info is found at topekazoo.org. Yay, Topeka! Thank you for your support. All right, dear listeners, a treat for you, Pierre Fournier playing Bach's Cello Suite No. 6. Yay. Enjoy it right now on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Solo Bach is so great. The opening of that is just magnificent. Here on KPR, Bach's Cello Suite number 6 with Pierre Fournier on cello. I hope you enjoyed it. That was your nice treat after listening to the Ives Sonata for Violin that I happen to have a soft spot for. All right, coming up next hour, more treats for you. I'm opening with something that is really, really interesting. We've heard it before with other instruments. It's about a minute and 30 seconds long. It's a little prelude to the hour. It's with the trumpet. I think you're going to enjoy it. And then a great Mozart piano concerto. And of course, something about Haydn, kind of, by Brahms. Not kind of. It's Variations on a Theme by Haydn. It's going to be a great hour. Keep it right here on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump is campaigning in New York State tonight, where he commented on an announcement by the Teamsters Union today. They are not endorsing either of the major party presidential candidates. Trump called it a victory for him.
And I also want to thank Teamsters President Sean O'Brien, amazing man, and all of the incredible rank-and-file Teamsters across the country, because this was a surprise. It's automatic. They endorse the Democrats, automatic for many, many decades. But you know what? They said, they looked at her, they said, we're not going there, I'm sorry.
Teamsters declined to endorse either candidate, citing the fact neither Trump or Kamala Harris was able to, quote, make serious commitments to our union to ensure the interests of working people are always put before big business. Union did release internal polling showing the GOP nominee with more than 60% of members' support in a recent straw poll. Iranian hackers tried but failed to interest President Biden's campaign in materials they stole from the Trump campaign. That's according to a new statement from the FBI and other federal agencies. Here's NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The U.S. government statement says Iranian hackers sent unsolicited emails in June and July to people associated with the Biden campaign. The emails contained an excerpt of stolen, non-public material from the Trump campaign. The FBI says there is no information indicating the individuals with the Biden campaign replied. The Bureau and other agencies say this is part of the Iranian government's efforts to stoke discord and undermine confidence in the U.S. electoral process. The FBI has been tracking Iran's efforts, contacting victims and investigating in order to disrupt activities aimed at influencing U.S. elections. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
What some are labeling a jumbo-size interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve today, the Fed moving to slash short-term interest rate targets by 0.5%, something investors were increasingly expecting amid concerns about a slowing jobs market. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis and explains what she thinks drove the decision by Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers.
Inflation has been improving significantly. Interest rates have been already, the market's taking it down for them. But employment was the big one, and it's starting to look pretty soft. And this is what Jerome Powell wants to head off, cut off at the pass. So those are the key factors in determining whether you go the full 0.5%.
The Fed move will start to lead to lower borrowing costs for consumers. Speaking at the end of today's meeting, Powell said, quote, the U.S. economy is in a good place, adding our decision today is designed to keep it there. Meanwhile, market reaction was fairly muted. Wall Street wavered near its recent record highs before falling back a bit despite the Fed's move. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 103 points to 41,503. The Nasdaq closed down 54 points. The S&P 500 was down 16 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working towards a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Antoine Charpentier's Prelude to the Te Deum here on KPR featuring Ludwig Guttler on trumpet. Yes, indeed. I hope you liked it. I've got quite an hour of music for us coming up at around 8:39. Brahms, his variations on a theme by Haydn. And you should hear what he does with this theme. It's magnificent. In fact, you can hear it in person. Friday night with the group Navo. Yours truly will be playing it. It's such great music. I cannot wait. If you haven't heard it before, I cannot wait until you do. We're also featuring a Mozart piano concerto. It's been a while since I've played one of these for you, and well, I found a good one. It's in a very dramatic key of D minor, D for destiny. Just kidding. Hopefully you will enjoy it, though. I'm sure you will. It's about 30 minutes long, and well, without further ado, let's enjoy it together. It's with Adrian Bolt conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra and Annie Fisher on piano, Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 on KPR.
Thank you.
Ah, that Mr. Mozart was very dramatic, wasn't he? APR. Adrian Bolt conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra with Annie Fischer on piano. Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20. I hope you enjoyed it. Some Brahms/Haydn coming right up, but let me tell you about Friday night. The Orchestra of Paris visits the BBC Proms. It's a mouth-watering program of Parisian classics. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of the Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. Hear another concert from the BBC Proms Friday night at 7 on all KPR1 stations. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.7 Emporia. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And the Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party on Friday, September 27th at the Guild KC. Tickets are at bacariasoloists.com. Thank you for allowing me to read to you those great sponsors. They keep this music alive on the radio, as do you, our dear listeners. I so appreciate you. And a treat for you, this Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Brahms. Fantastic music with a great recording of Zubin Mehta conducting the Israeli Philharmonic. Enjoy on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
music here on KPR, Brahms, Variations on a Theme by Haydn. Subin Mehta was conducting the harmonic in that recording. I hope you liked it. I really, really do. And you know, you can give me some listener requests. I love hearing from you. It's been a while. Where is everyone? Is everyone alive out there? Come on. Send me some mail. I'm lonely with all my cats. I would love to hear from you. So you can reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org and mention my name and something perhaps that you would like to hear on the program. You can also find me directly online. I have a website. It's my name and my instrument, destinyviolin.com. There's a contact form there, and I actually do respond. I'm a real human. No AI here for you. No way. And I do love hearing the things that you like listening to, and I need some interesting new tunes that I haven't heard before. So I challenge some of you listeners to stretch your imagination and go out there and find something you haven't heard that's classical in nature. Well, public radio consumption, of course, appropriate. And let me know. I would really, really love, I would love that. And I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for being here tonight. It's been a real treat. NPR News is up next. I'm back tomorrow on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. That's KTWU Channel 11, local public television.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After ratcheting interest rates up to 23-year highs, the Federal Reserve is moving in the other direction. Fed policymakers announcing today a half a point cut in interest rates. Central Bank is declaring a turning point in its battle against inflation. Fed says it's turning its attention to its other mandate, maintaining full employment in the economy. In announcing the unusually large rate cut, the Fed is setting the stage for further rate cutting the months ahead. Meanwhile, mortgage rates have been falling in recent weeks in anticipation of today's rate cut by the Federal Reserve. NPR's Laura Walmsley explains.
Mortgage rates for a 30-year fixed-rate loan dropped to 6.2% last week, a full point lower than just a few months ago. And experts say that rates probably won't fall much further, now that the Fed has cut interest rates by half a point. But lower mortgage rates probably won't help much with affordability. By attracting more home buyers into the market, home prices are likely to go up. The country is short millions of housing units, and starter homes are in especially high demand. The Fed's rate cut should help supply. Home builders benefit from lower interest rates on their projects, and more buyers means incentive to get more homes built and into the market. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Trump says he will soon pay a visit to Springfield, Ohio. As NPR's political reporter Jimena Bastillo reports, that city's been in the spotlight in recent days after debunked claims about Haitian immigrants.
Trump told the cheering crowd on Long Island of his plans to visit Springfield in the next 2 weeks. Trump elevated false claims that immigrants in Springfield were stealing residents' pets and eating them. Local police and state Republicans have debunked these claims, saying that they're, quote, garbage and not credible. Springfield's Republican Mayor Rob Rue has said that a visit from Trump would be, quote, an extreme strain on the city's resources. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Lebanon's Hezbollah group says Israel will pay a heavy price for a string of explosions linked to thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies carried by members of the Iran-backed group. The attacks in Lebanon killed at least 32 people and wounded thousands more. NPR's Ayah Boutrawi reports on concerns of all-out war in the region.
A top Iranian diplomat called it a cyber terrorist attack and said in remarks published by Iran's official news agency that Israel must be held accountable for its, quote, brutality and warmongering. Iran's ambassador in Lebanon was among those wounded. Iraq's government said Israel's actions threaten to engulf the region. Iran-backed militias in Iraq could be drawn into a wider war. Initially, at least, several Arab governments have held back on outright condemning the attacks on Hezbollah, which they view as a threatening proxy of Iran. Jordan and Egypt expressed their support for Lebanon's sovereignty. Egypt's foreign minister said the way to de-escalate is by Israel ending its war in the Gaza Strip, calling it the heart of the crisis. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street. The Dow was down 103 points today. You're listening to NPR. Beginning today, drivers of General Motors electric vehicles will have access to Tesla's supercharger network. That's as long as they have the right adapter. As NPR's Camila Domonoske explains, it's part of a gradual industry-wide transition toward Tesla's charging technologies.
Virtually every major automaker has announced that in the U.S., they're switching to the style of plug that Tesla invented. Crucially, that will give other brands access to Tesla's supercharger network for fast-charging EVs, which is bigger and more reliable than any other network. Ford and Rivian got supercharger access first. GM was up next. But then Tesla CEO Elon Musk laid off his supercharger division and things got delayed. Now GM says access starts Wednesday. Drivers of current GM vehicles will need to buy an adapter for $225 to use a supercharger. Eventually, vehicles will come with the new plug style built in. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Thousands of dock workers on the East and West Coasts are threatening to walk out next month. As many as 45,000 workers with the International Longshoremen's Union saying they're prepared to strike October 1st as they ask for higher pay and try to protect their jobs from automation. Such a strike would effectively shut down the ports that handle about half of the nation's ship cargo. The union is calling for a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container movements that are currently used at 36 U.S. ports. Crude oil futures prices followed stocks lower today as investors focused on the Fed rate cut and inventory levels. Oil was down 28 cents a barrel to end the session at $70.91 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR.
Thank you.
the great trombonist J.J. Johnson with Get Happy, the tune to open tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR from a Blue Note album called The Eminent J.J. Johnson, Volume 1, recorded in 1953. Johnson, the first great bebop trombone player, really the first bebop trombone player, with the brilliant Clifford Brown on trumpet, Jimmy Heath, the saxophonist, and the rhythm section was the same rhythm section of the modern jazz quartet at that time, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for joining me. In just over 10 minutes, we'll hear the terrific singer Samara Joy. She's got a new album coming out soon. I've got an advanced single from that, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, to play for you in just a few minutes on KPR. In this next set, we'll hear from the recent release by the legendary drummer Lewis Hayes, who joined Horace Silver's band in 1956 and is still swinging strong. Before that, though, someone not very well known but a terrific artist, a guitarist from Belgium named Rennie Thomas, from the 1963 album Jazz in Paris, Meeting Mr. Thomas. And this is a tune called Meeting on KPR. Thank you.